for their influence on nitrous oxide emissions in corn, I believe.
Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Rex, and I will be presenting with Tony Vine, who is the head of our experimental unit. Well, in the last, say, 15, 20 years, there have been different research activities about the use of nitrogen inhibitors. But in particular, I think it actually became more important in the 1980s when it was began to be used to reduce nitrous oxide emission, particularly in corn fields. Anyway, for the most part, in around the Midwest, the inhibitors of choice would be nitropyrene, encapsulated calcium carbide, and dicyanide diamide, which have been commonly used to reduce nitrous oxide emission, but by no means there are a host of others that are currently being used. Well, research has shown that using these inhibitors can reduce nitrous oxide emission by as much as 40 to nearly 90% in some cases. However, around the Midwest and during corn production, the inhibitor of choice is nitropyrene, also known as NSAID. But the use of NSAID had its own restrictions too, because NSAID was traditionally formulated to be applied with anhydrous ammonia, and therefore it's usually applied in the fall. You have to wait for the temperature to drop, you know, I think below 10 degrees or so, to be able to apply it. So that was one restriction. Another restriction is that because it's applied, you know, during the fall and with anhydrous ammonia for the most part, you know, it can mineralize very rapidly in the following spring. So its benefit might be short-lived, as was recently published by Parkin and Hartfield. Well, in recent times, especially since last year, 2010, there have been, you know, different chemical companies have reformulated some of these inhibitors. Particularly, nitropyrene has been reformulated. And so with this new formulation comes new opportunities to do further research and see how the new nitropyrene called Instinct, you know, might be able to reduce nitrous oxide emission during corn production. And because the nitropyrene Instinct is also formulated for liquid fertilizers and liquid manure, there is this new additional opportunity to be able to apply it during the spring instead of fall. So by that process, we're moving the nitrogen, you know, one step, a little bit step, you know, further the road for to make it more available when it is needed. However, because these are new products, you know, the effectiveness of these instincts has not been, at least to the best of our knowledge, has not been tested under different conditions, especially, you know, under integrated management systems, such as tillage and different fertilizer types. So, we have the objectives in our study to look at the effect of this, I'll just call it instinct, okay? The effect of this instinct, when applied with UAN, and because it is new, we wanted to see the rate of nitrification, of applied nitrogen, rate of conversion from ammonium nitrogen to nitrate nitrogen. You know, compared to where it's not applied. We also wanted to look at the effect of the instinct for reducing nitrous oxide emission under different tillage systems, particularly as applied in Indiana and around the Midwest. So, but we have, you know, most of our attention is concentrated in East Indiana, Eastern Indiana, and Southwestern Indiana because of the different, you know, differences in soil types and drainage conditions. This, you know, there is where we did all our experiments. You can see we have six different on-farm stations, and we run these different experiments, nitrogen rates and nitrification rate experiments, as well as tillage and inhibitor interaction experiments in these different locations, in both East Central and Southwestern Indiana. For the effect of the yeasting under different tillage systems, we applied yeasting for under no-till, reduced tillage, as well as conventional tillage systems. All fields received between 180 and 200 kilograms per hectare. And the end was, what you see on the left there is, that little pouch is where the yeasting is mixed, put into, and mixed with the UAN at the point of injection to the soil. So we collected gas samples from these fields about, let's say, 4 to 5 to 7 days after application of the treatments. And gas samples were collected, obviously, at 0 to 30 minutes for each run, using this static gas static chamber procedures. Then, of course, they were taken to the lab and analyzed in the GC. So for some of our, for the nitrification rate, we, like I said, we wanted to see how much, the rate of conversion of ammonium nitrogen to nitrate nitrogen with time. So in two fields, in one field in East Central Indiana and another one in Southwestern Indiana, we took soil samples to a depth of 20 centimeters along the zone of application, as well as 10 centimeters from the zone of application toward the corn field. All samples were analyzed for. We took samples up to 12 weeks, biweekly up to 12 weeks, and analyzed for ammonium nitrogen and nitrate nitrogen. Some of our results we see here. The effect of the yeasting on nitrification rate was very obvious. We see that without nitrification, without the yeasting, nitrification was almost complete in 2 weeks. But with the yeasting, at the point where nitrification was complete in 2 weeks, with the yeasting, there was still almost 200 to 250 ppm. If you wish, of ammonium nitrogen in the soil, then of course there was a very highly significant difference between the two systems, with or without, up to say the fifth or sixth week of application. But the bottom line is there was this consistent decrease in the rate of conversion of ammonium nitrogen to nitrate nitrogen. Then this is further buttressed by the fact that the conversion, the rate of appearance, put it that way, the concentration of nitrate nitrogen was consistently higher without yeasting application relative to when yeasting would apply. In East Central Indiana, that has a little bit of poorly drained soils compared to Southern Indiana. So, but for the South, we found the same, almost exactly the same pattern of slow release by when yeasting was applied. The only difference was it was, the rate of release was a little bit slower because of the it's a more better drained soil in the South. But again, at all points of the study, for all the 8 weeks, there was this consistent slower rate of release of ammonium nitrogen when yeasting was applied. So the bottom line is, even at the point when the soil without yeasting was almost zero in nitrification, we still have up to like 50 ppm in the soil that received the instinct. So that was a good advantage. Of course, you know, the reverse was the case with ammonium nitrogen, you know, where ammonium was higher without lithium application throughout, almost throughout the course of study. So that told us that at least the instinct actually could be, could have, you know, or have great potential to reduce nitrification. Well, we see here that well, the tillage system actually also had impact on emission. For the most part, you know, seasonal emission was consistently higher without the instinct.
If you use the mouse, then people can see what you're pointing
at. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you can see that, you know, for the most part, the instinct actually, emission from without instinct was much higher at all times, particularly in the early months of May and June. Overall, we found that in some locations, reduced tillage had no effect on emission, but the instinct effect on emission reduction was highly significant. But then for both of the locations, tillage and instinct had no interaction at all. So that could be an advantage, meaning that instinct was able to, you know, walk alone without tillage interference. But overall, we found that in a location that has reduced tillage, like I said, there was no significant effect in reduction. But across all locations, the instinct was significant in reducing emission. And emission was reduced by almost 45% across all the locations if you apply the instinct. So in conclusion, we said that instinct, you know, slowed the rate of ammonium to nitrate conversion in spring cell-dressed UAN. And also, addition of instinct to side-dressed UAN reduced emission by an average of 50%. And although no till reduced emission, nitrous oxide emission, there were no significant tillage by instinct effect on nitrous oxide emission, which was a good thing, like I said, because it means that instinct can act independently to reduce nitrous oxide emission. So this research was sponsored by the Indiana Corn Marketing Council, and we are grateful to them. Also, we also had other investigators that contributed to the final outcome of this research project. And for your information, I have other aspects of the research presented in poster, and I'll be there between 1:20 and 3:20. So you are free to stop by and take a look at some of the other results we have. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you. Time for one quick question. Yes?
Do you have any plans to do the same study with manure?
Not now. But maybe in the future we'll look at that. So.
A quick question.
If we have money.
Yeah. You have another one that quick? Excellent. Thank you very kindly.
Thanks. Thank you.